Grace, mercy, and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Does anyone else here enjoy the fine melodic music of Henry John Deutschendorf, Jr.? I do. Sarah and I used one of his songs in our wedding. You might have heard it before. It goes like this. You fill up my senses like a night in a forest. Does that ring a bell? Yeah, Henry John Deutschendorf, Jr. is the real name of John Denver. Does anyone here watch MASH, the TV show? 40 years old, that show is still funny. It premiered 40 years ago, but you still must respect the comic timing of Alphonse D'Ambrosio. Alfonso Joseph D'Ambrosio, who you know as Alan Alda. Doris von Kuppelhoff, better known as Doris Day. Arthur Leonard Rosenberg, who the world celebrates as Tony Randall. Frederick Austerlitz, the famous dancer known as Fred Astaire. Anna Mae Bullock, Tina Turner. Nathan Brenbrown, George Burns. Who, another side note, I only recently finally caught Burns and Allen on television in a rerun. Oh my gosh, that show is hilarious. I mean, 50, 60 years old now. It's hilarious. Anyway, Bernice Frankel, B. Arthur. Carlos Rey, saving the world as Chuck Norris. Walter Willison, the action star known as Bruce Willis. Jonathan Leibowitz, who you see on Comedy Central as Jon Stewart. And Arnold Dorsey, who we know as Engelbert Pumperdick. How that one is an improvement, I have no idea. The entertainment industry is filled with people who have claimed a new identity for themselves by claiming a new name. Names tell us about a person or about an organization. Their history, their values. Here at Bethel Lutheran Church of Shoreline, let's look at our name for a moment. Bethel, which means House of God. Lutheran, which of course connects us to our rich historical, theological heritage in the Protestant Reformation. Church, because we're here to worship. We're here to gather for worship and praise and to be sent back out into the world. We are not a social club. Of Shoreline, reminding us of where we are physically located and where we do our ministry from. In fact, the name and the word Shoreline itself, you probably know this, but originally the name came from the idea that the area stretched from the shore of Puget Sound to the shore of Lake Washington, from the city line with Seattle to the county line with Snohomish. We are literally a border place, a crossroads. You can rest assured you will hear about that in a sermon someday. A nickname can outlive our real names. Magic Johnson, Dizzy Gillespie, Wild Bill Hickok. Did you know that Wild Bill Hickok's real first name is James? We call him Wild Bill because he had a humongous nose. I'm not kidding. That's where the bill came from. Like a duck bill. Pet names get used to show love and affection. Our name gives us a sense of identity, but even more so, it gives others a sense of our identity. How we fit into the larger community of which we are a part. Here's a question for you. Would we need a name without other people around? I mean, how often do you really use your own name on a daily basis, aside from introducing yourself to someone else? Names, by their very nature... Oh, we can switch the slide. I should have told you. Names, by their very nature, are about a community and the people who comprise it. Now, Scripture tells us that baptism has many meanings. That it is about dying with Christ and being raised to a new life. that it is about being sealed by the Holy Spirit. That baptism is a cleansing bath or a new birth. That it is about the transfer of an old ownership to a new one. That it is about the transfer from an old realm to a new one. About going from an old creation to a new one. About being clothed in a new robe, the robe of Christ. That baptism is about enlightenment. And that baptism is about adoption into a new family. And it is that last one which I want to emphasize with you today. There are going to be several public promises made today. Several sacred commitments are about to be made by this group of people gathered together in this room at this time on this day. There will be promises made by the family, promises made by friends, promises made by the congregation. Baptism in the Lutheran Church is done as part of a regular worship service. It is not done as a private ceremony. Because the promises that are made involve the entire and whole people of God. The whole family of God. Not just the parents or the godparents. When I was serving my prior call in Chinook, there was actually one time where I did decline to do a baptism. I didn't decline it rashly. I had to think about it. But the family, in this case, the parents were very specific. They wanted a private ceremony with no one else involved. And the more I thought about it and pondered it, the more I realized that I could not, in good faith, do that baptism myself. If someone else did, that was fine. It was a legitimate baptism. I could deal with that. But I myself have always pushed baptism and celebrated baptism as part of a family commitment. And I thought that it would be hypocritical to stray away from that for me. The promises that we are about to make are public. And they are serious. They are promises to care for, to shelter, to instruct, to challenge, to love, and to support Nicholas. To nurture and help him grow as a mature person of faith and as a member of the body of Christ. See, he's already shrieking out in joy about it. Nicholas is the one who will have water and word spoken over him. Paul and Yolanta and Charlene and Tim are the ones who will stand up here, who will have things to say, but all of us. Who of us? All of us. Let's try that together. All of us. All of us. You're going to learn to deal with me over time. All of us are called into a relationship today. A relationship with each other and a relationship with God. All of us make promises today. We make a promise to share a family name together and to live a life that witnesses to the power and responsibility of that family name. And of course, that family name is Christian. This is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. No longer shall they teach one another or say to each other, "Know the Lord," for they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, says the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity and remember their sin no more. That's not a promise from some far-off deity to his lowly peons on earth. That's a promise from a devout and loving father to his children. And to the whole family of God. So I guess, Nicholas, if you get so excited for your big day, I just want to say welcome to the family. And congratulations on your new name. Amen.